You know, your doctor will tell you, friends, that the harder you work and the greater your nervous strain, the greater your need for the B vitamins. That's why everywhere you go these days, you'll find more and more folks taking one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, these pleasant-tasting little tablets are so made that a single tablet taken each day supplies your full, basic daily requirements of all the B vitamins whose requirements have been established. Now, another reason why one-a-day B-complex tablets are growing so fast in popularity is their price. And because you take but a single tablet each day, well, it stands to reason that they cost you less than lower potency kinds that require you to take three or four tablets daily to do the job. Well, how then can you afford to be without the essential help they can give you in maintaining normal nerves, digestion, and energy? You really can't, can you? And you can't go wrong if you ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets. But be sure you get the genuine one-a-day brand. Now, let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric is finally recovered from the measles, and the quarantine sign has been removed from the Jot 'em Down store and library. However, business hasn't been resumed there yet because the place is undergoing a thorough fumigation. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner just entering Ed Beckley's drugstore.
Hey, what are you going to get today, Lum? Ice cream soda?
Yeah, I reckon so. Well, I'll swan to goodness. Look who's working here.
Hi.
Mousie Gray.
Well, hello, Lum, Abner. Hi, Mousie.
I thought you was working over the defense plant.
Hey, you ain't been fired, have you? No, sir. See, I'm on the swing shift now, and I'm just working for Mr. Beckley here at the drugstore part-time.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, I reckon most of us are holding down two jobs now. What with the manpower shortage, you know.
Yes.
I read that.
Well, hi, Cedric. Is he over the measles yet?
Oh, yeah. He's all well again now.
Yeah.
Doc Miller let him go home this morning.
Yeah, and now Doc's having our store all perfumigated.
Yeah, they're uninfecting everything.
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's sit down at this table here, Abner, and order up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Mousie, I want an ice cream soda.
Make that too, Mousie.
Yes, sir. What flavor, chocolate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you can have strawberry. That's always nice.
All right, that sounds good. Make it strawberry.
Yes, sir. Well, you can have chocolate if you want it.
Well, either one's all right.
Yeah, just hurry now, Mousie. We're thirsty.
Yes, sir. Well, which do you want, the chocolate or the strawberry?
Oh, chocolate, I reckon.
Yes, sir. We have vanilla, too. If some people prefer just plain vanilla ice cream sodas.
Well, chocolate will do fine for us.
Yeah, and for goodness sakes, hurry up, Mousie,
yeah,
hurry.
Yeah, we ain't got all day.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Beckley told me to be sure and see that the customers get what they want, so I don't want to talk you into something that you don't want.
Well, don't worry, you ain't. Just bring anything. We don't care. Just so it's cold.
Yes, sir. If you like, well, I can give you a little more time to think this over.
No. Our minds is made up.
I tell you, I could just mix them up, you know, make one of them chocolate and one of them strawberry.
All right. Do it that way, then. That's fine.
All right. Could change it around, make one of them strawberry and the other one chocolate, if you'd rather.
For goodness sakes, Mousie, if you don't go over behind the counter and mix up them sodas right this minute, I'm going to whop you right square on top of the head.
Oh, all right, sir. I'll go right now. We just want to be sure that every customer is satisfied, you know.
Swan to goodness, that Mousie's the hardest one feller in the world to do business with. Sorry.
Well, he's just over unconscientious. That's his trouble.
Enough to drive a man stark raving mad.
Oh, there you are.
Huh? Oh, well, hello, Mary.
I've been looking all over for you. What are they doing to the store?
Oh, they're perfumigating it. Doc Miller's doing it.
Yeah, better sit down here, sis. Have an ice cream soda with us.
Well, all right.
Mousie, make that three of whatever you're making there.
Yes, sir. What flavor?
Oh, it don't matter. And don't ask no more questions.
No, sir.
Well, come on, sis. Sit down. You don't need to stand up.
Well, I want to stand up so I can look out the window. I want to see the bread truck go by.
Bread truck? What do you want to see that for?
Oh, just because... There goes.
Huh? For the land's sake, sis, what's ailing you anyway? Wait a minute, you ain't in love with the bread truck driver, are you?
No, of course not. He is nice, though, ain't he?
Well, I don't know. He's all right, I reckon, yeah.
I'm afraid he's a little old for you, though, sis.
I say, Lum, will it be all right if I make these sodas plain vanilla?
Yeah, sure, that's all right, anything.
Yeah, sir. You know, some people prefer just the plain vanilla. They say it's quite tasty.
I said it was all right. You don't need to sell us on it. Just hurry up with him.
Yes, sir.
He's a mouse.
The bread truck won't be here till next week again, will it?
No, that's right, sis. They used to come twice a week, but since the war, they cut it down to just once.
You reckon you can wait that long to see your feller again?
He ain't my feller.
Oh, excuse me.
I ain't got no feller. Except maybe Kenny Pomeroy and Clarence Bates and Ronald Abernathy.
Yeah, outside of them, you ain't got no feller, huh?
No, sir.
Well, that's the best way to do it. Narrow it down to where you're just having to be true to about three fellers.
Say, will it bother you fellas if I use the phone here?
No, go ahead, Mousy.
Yes.
How's your sodies coming?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. I just like to make sure that the customer's well satisfied with anything they get here, you know. Please, customers, that's what... Hello, Mr. Beckley? This is Mousy. Say, Mr. Beckley, which glasses do I make the ice cream sodas in?
Well, we don't care what kind of glasses are in.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Mr. Beckley. Goodbye.
Doggies, ain't you even started them sodas yet, Mousy?
Well, I'm going to get them started right this minute.
Swan to goodness. Better get thirst to death in here.
Yeah, fact is, I am.
Say, Uncle Lum, by the time the bread truck gets back here, my probation term will be all over, won't it?
Well, let's see. Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, your probation's be up first of next week. That's right.
Yeah, just a few more days now, sis.
Gee, then I'll be yours for keeps then, won't I?
If you don't run off with the bread truck driver, you will be.
Or if Uncle Henry Lunsford don't study up some honorary, they'll get you sent back to the reformatory before these last few days is up.
Yeah.
So far, he's had to send in good reports on you every week.
Yep, they all been good.
But he's still hopping mad at us for treating that old sour-faced sister his the way we did. So ain't no telling what he might do.
Yeah, we gotta be awful careful. Special you have to, sis.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about him no more.
Well, you better be now. You don't know what an honorary varmint that town marshal of ours can be when he takes a notion.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll bother me no more. I sort of made some arrangements with him.
Arrangements? What do you mean by that?
Say, Lum, are you sure that you want an ice cream soda?
Why, sure we do.
Well, so you know, some people prefer just a nice dish of sherbet.
Well, we want sodas.
Yes, sir.
What kind of arrangements have you made with Uncle Henry, sis?
Well, you see...
Pardon me, Lum, I got to use that phone again.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Don't answer that question now, Mary.
No, sir, sure, but makes a nice dish, Lum. It's cool and refreshing, you know, these hot days. Well, hello, Mr. Beckley? This is Mousy again. Say, Mr. Beckley, exactly what do you put in an ice cream soda?
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
I see.
You mustn't say them, Danny.
Well, thank you, Mr. Beckley.
No sign you are.
All right, sir. Goodbye.
Mousy, how long have you been working at the drugstore here?
Oh, well, I just started today, Lum. Already, Mr. Beckley seems just like a mother to me.
Yeah, I figured he would.
Well, I'll have your sodas ready practically no time at all, then.
Uh-huh. Now, tell us about these arrangements, Mary. You said you had some arrangements about Uncle Henry?
Well, me and Kenny made them with Uncle Henry.
You mean you two had a talk with him?
Well, sort of. That is, Kenny talked to him.
Well, that was nice of Kenny to do that for you. What did he say to Uncle Henry?
Oh, he told him different junk.
Like what, for instance?
Did he tell him how you was being a good girl and all that?
Well, he might have, but I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Well, didn't you and Kenny talk this thing over in the first place?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you ought to know what he's aiming to tell Uncle Henry.
Well, he told him, where I was.
Where you was?
Uh-huh.
Well, whereabouts was you at?
Well, I wasn't there, though.
What in the world are you trying to tell us, sis?
Well, you see, Kenny told Uncle Henry where he could find me, but when he got there, I wasn't there.
Well, why wasn't you?
Well, gee, you wouldn't want me to get caught stealing donuts, would you?
Stealing donuts? What donuts?
Why, those in the bread truck.
Doggies, I can't keep up with
bread
all this.
Truck.
I jumped the track back there somewhere, sis.
Well, whatever would give Uncle Henry the idea that you were stealing donuts?
Kenny gave him the idea.
Why, that little varmint, that baby snake in the weeds.
Oh, no, he's not. No, it was my idea for Kenny to tell him that.
Your idea? I do know. Mary, have you plumb lost your mind? Don't you know what'll happen to you if Uncle Henry catches you doing anything wrong?
Yes, sir. Now we don't need to worry about that no more.
Don't need to worry no more?
Uh-uh.
Why, our worries are just beginning, sounds like to me.
Pardon me again, Lum. I hope this telephoning doesn't disturb you too much.
Oh, no, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, sir. There's lots of interesting things a fella can learn on a new job like this. Hello? Mr. Beckley? This is Mousy again. Yes, sir. Say, aren't ice cream sodas supposed to be foamy on top?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Foamy on top.
Is that the kind of water you're supposed to use?
You saw ice cream soda.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Foam.
Well, I'll try it again, then. All right, sir. Goodbye. Well, it won't be long now, Lon. I'm getting on to it now, I believe.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, listen to me, Mary. After this, before you go studying up any more ideas, you better come to me and talk
it
over.
I tell you, we don't need to worry no more, because the door is locked.
Huh?
Door's locked? What door?
Why, the door to the bread truck. And the truck won't be back here till after my probation is all over.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, don't you see? Uncle Henry's inside the bread truck.
Inside of it? Oh, my goodness alive.
What's that?
Well, he was inside the truck to catch me stealing donuts. Why, I just closed the door on him.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he'll be able to get out the first stop that truck makes.
Why, sure.
Then he'll come back here and arrest you for obstructing justice and assaulting a battery and I don't know what all.
Doggies, you're into it for sure now, see?
Mousy, hurry up with them sodies. I need something to steady myself with.
Yes, sir. Well, gee, I'm sorry, Lon, but I just happened to notice here it's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yes, see, I quit at 4. Go to my other job. But if you come back tomorrow, well, you can have any flavor soda you want. Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, raspberry, any flavor.
Say, are you one of those folks who have to learn the hard way? I know a lot of us are. We know, for example, that we should never be without a supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets in the house because we never know next when we're going to want the fast relief they offer for a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, sour upset stomach, heartburn, muscular aches and pains, or the dull, achy misery of a cold. Yet sometimes we don't always watch that Alka-Seltzer package as closely as we should. First thing we know, it's empty, right at a time when we'd give almost anything for the relief it offers. So don't you think you'd better check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets right now? And if it's running low, get another 30 or 60 cent size package from your druggist on your next shopping trip. Because I'm sure you'll agree that it's far better to be safe than sorry.